And you're welcome to Hurling Chat this week. Well, the championship is certainly up and running. Delighted to be joined by Cyril Donlan and Niall Canavan. Cyril, I suppose at the end of last week, you said we'd know a lot more by Sunday evening. How do we categorise it? A lot of people saying a game coming into Galway, taking on Kilkenny without the three or four lads, had to win it. Flip side of that, Galway eked out a draw, weren't beaten, got game time into a few lads, take a lot of work-ons from it. Where are we?
I'd be slightly in a glass half full mentality around it. I think coming into the game last week, when it was evident the three Kilkenny players were out, injured, two of them I'd say would be their most important.
Yeah,
Cody and inside, Mullen, and their goalie Murphy. I didn't think there was going to be much in the game anyway. I think first day out, I think it was very hard to know where Galway were at in regards to that. Kilkenny had lost the league final, thought they might have a bit more hurling done in around that. And while you were looking for big improvement from Galway from a first day out, you're still happy enough. Didn't lose the game.
Yeah.
Did look like they were going to lose the game. Went a bit wayward for a patch in the second half. Niall will tell you in a few minutes they were outscored late on in the first half as well, but conditions kind of played into that. But there was little bits now, the goal where two lads had a chance to put it over the bar. Two passes, be very impressed with that and the finish of that.
The character at the end as well. I mean, I think it was 7-3 from the 57th minute on. Galway did outscore Kilkenny to get the draw.
Nyland, come on, hit pressure freeze, keep the momentum, keep pushing for a score, wheeling your captain, getting a draw, the equalising point. There's Cathal Mannion with 4 or 5 points, 5 points from the inside line. There's loads of positives from it. I think they have to get better? Oh, geez, they do. In rankings where they're at, they're still looking up at a number of teams, possibly Kilkenny still. But I think they'll improve in the coming weeks. But they'll need to go down to Wexford now and lay out their stall in a positive manner and come away there 2 points.
Yeah, that Wexford game is huge now, lads. You mentioned, sir, it was a 7-3 at the end. Galway finished strongly. In fairness, but we were between the 19th minute and half time. I know there was the wind against us and Kilkenny changed their shape. They outscored Galway 10 points to 2. Cathal Mannion got 2 points, two really good points from inside. But Kilkenny came into the game in that second quarter and gave them a platform in the game. They got the last 5 points in the first half for 16 points to 1-9 in front. I thought in the second half, Aidan Tallis was taking short puck outs. It probably, should we have forced them to go long to put a bit more pressure on? And Kilkenny were able to work the ball out, but they changed their system. But in fairness to Galway, Conor Whelan wasn't probably having his greatest game, had a few wides, but when the need was most, when he needed it, when we needed to score, he came up trumps with that point at the end. Evan Nyland's free taking when he came on was exceptional. He got 7 points, 6 from frees, 1 from play. His actual point from play, the work rate involved in that score was phenomenal from a good number of players. And eventually it worked itself back to Nyland and he put it between the posts. So there were some good things, obviously some disappointing things as well. Some players mightn't have played up to their capabilities. Darren Morrissey, unfortunately, went off with an injury. Looks like he'll be out for the remainder of the year. Unfortunately for him, Jack Grealish came on. But there's a lot of workings. I think next weekend's game, lads, is very, very dangerous. I know they were beaten by Antrim last weekend. We saw them last year losing to Westmeath. And then the following week, Wexford beat Kilkenny.
They're able to turn it around.
So it's a big game. But to get a point from that game the last day, it could be a very, very crucial score point. If you lost, people would have been, you'd be saying you'd be under a real, real pressure going down to Wexford. The fact that Galway have 3 points on the board from two games is not bad. If you were told at the start you'd come out of your first two games with Kilkenny and the Carlo. First day out against Carlow, you'd have taken your 3 points because you'd said you'd have drawn with Kilkenny at that stage and you'd be happy enough.
Yeah. Talk to us about that tactical. I mean, we did start very well. That open 20 minutes, I mean, Whelan, Mannion inside, we were moving it quickly, weren't we? Tom Monaghan was very involved at 11, that deep roll, getting onto the ball. We were getting it in there. We looked dangerous. Then they moved Paddy Deegan back as the plus one. They upped the work rate. They dropped their half-hour line back, particularly John Donnelly, kind of went to a kind of a deeper 11, and they kind of got a grip through that, didn't they?
Yeah, I think from our positive perspective, when we came out of the backs a number of times there in that first half when we were going well, there were lovely, smart stick passes. They were good fluent moves, but it wasn't, nothing was forced. They changed directions, like they had gone down the sideline a few times, came in field, let's say on the stand side, worked it back into a middle patch, and they were all 20, 25 yard passes to get to a phase before it was zipped inside yeah. to lads that were on top. So like that was part yeah, of play that you were very impressed with. Like in the second half when we had the breeze, there wasn't as much as that. And realistically, probably in the middle eight over the course of the game, although we drew the game, we probably lost that battle. We were overran in midfield a bit. And I think it's probably an area, like when we hit the ball long in the second half, when Kilkenny counter-attacked back on us, we looked beating porous.
Stretched,
that.
Yeah, we
did. We looked like we were chasing it a bit. Made a few errors as well in regards to sloppy freeze and that. But like that's the area for them to work on. Like, but created the goal chance, Concannon from getting back the turnover, yeah. two passes sticking in the back of the net. We had a number of kind of goal chance, Cahill, Mannion shot a goal yeah. in the first half, Whelan's missed peak. Like you're still getting four or five goal chances a game
in
that game. And like,
there was, I think, you know, we'd say there was freeze missed, there was turnovers, there was probably five or six turnovers that led to scores. So there's a lot of add-ons and work-ons. They're not simple things to get right, but they're things you can get right.
Yeah, and I wouldn't be too worried about losing a segment of the game 7-2 or 8-2 or whatever else. Like if you look at even the Munster Championship, if you look at any of the hurling, if you look at the All-Ireland series over the last few years,
there's wild 8-point swings.
We're seeing that. Every team is getting the positive and negative out of that. There's that's crowd, that's energy, that's a referee in a sticky moment where you can't buy a free for a few minutes and worth a damn. That's happening, so wouldn't be too worried about that. But the big thing I was looking at the other day, are we seeing segments of play that's impressive? Yes, we are. We closed out the game in regards to getting a drawback, and we're supposed to be, like, it looked a mature team there rather than a leggy team going down to the home straight. And we've showed a mature team a few times this year, like Dublin in the league was overback, and did very well out of that. So I'd be just hoping that we need improvement. I think the capability is there to get improvement, but it has to start this weekend. To go down to Wexford Park now and not come with a performance is a flat first three games.
Yeah, it is. That fact from Kilkenny's number 8 to number 12, 16 points from play from their two midfielders and their half forward line.
Yeah, Keown did most of that inside Billy Ryan did most of hurling the half forward line before he was taken out. Dolly went deep, all right, but you've had Keown get 3 or 4 pints, so you're really looking 13 pints in that area, 12 or 13 pints in that area. To cough up.
Probably also reflects the system that Kilkenny played to a degree as well. They were going from outside a lot.
Yeah, possibly. And they have quality hurlers, like, you know. Keane Kinney caused us problems in last year's Leinster final as well. He's a fine hurler.
He played well in the league final as well.
He's good legs. He is, very good legs. Yeah. And he's smart on the ball. So, that segment possibly before half time, we looked under pressure there and for the early stage second half.
We did look under serious pressure after half time. John Donnelly had 4 points, as you mentioned. A lot of them very loose, weren't they? Like, there was a lot of, was there anyone, whoever was designated to mark him, obviously he created a lot of space. And that was obviously the way Kilkenny were working it. David Blanchfield, lads, came up the field from the half back line to great effect in the second half. I thought Paddy Deegan got onto his side of ball. Maybe should we have put someone marking him to try and maybe stop the flow of the ball coming up. Jordan Malloy came on, 2 points in the middle of the field as well. But if you look at their inside line, like, they didn't get any score from Luke Hogan, they didn't get any score from Owen Wall. TJ was at 1 point from play. Billy Ryan got 1 point from play. So if you're looking from a positive perspective, Kilkenny didn't create any goal scoring chance.
No.
Which is quite unusual for a Kilkenny team. Like, they were getting all their scores from out the field.
Yeah.
So if you look at the Galway full back line at times, like, they weren't in any way stretched or they weren't in any way under pressure, which is something I'm sure Kilkenny will try to work on. But Galway, Kilkenny got their scores from out the field, but again, maybe Galway just needed to put a bit more pressure on in that half forward line and the midfield area.
In general play, what you see is you're seeing a common theme with teams now. Do you press space or do you press players?
Yeah.
So in that middle eight zone, like, if it's very evident the last number of times Clare played Limerick that they say we press the man.
Yeah.
So that's the Limerick half forward line on the drift, and what the Clare half back line are doing is they're going after them. Like, you see John Connellan's centre back, he crashed the far 65 to get on a centre forward in the first round championship. Like,
unheard of to leave the whole line.
So I think Galway are still at space zone. I think what's needed is a kind of a mixture, and sometimes it needs to be press man or press individual men, and then other times it needs to be space. I think we're space an awful lot, trying to close space, trying to tighten space. But what's happening with that is teams are so good at running through spaces now, offloading flick passes, offloading hand passes.
And one runner takes out maybe two possible defenders.
Off the shoulders.
At pace.
Quick switch of play if you're squeezing on one side of the field, the switch.
Yeah.
So the capabilities of attacking players to do that is now very good. So Kilkenny done that a nice bit the other day while we were trying to squeeze space, which looked like we were in a good position to squeeze space, but end up they slipped out past it and get a shot of goal.
The puck outs, our long puck outs, probably we didn't get enough joy of that. And look, that's not a new phenomenon for Galway teams either, you know, for a while now. The ability to win the ball, Kilkenny got joy off that, not alone winning their own stuff, but won a bit of our stuff as well. That probably in a game like that with a bit of momentum, if you go long, you're turned over, it's the team going on you again, maybe adding another score. It's adding to the pressure, isn't it?
Yeah, but the common theme there is the longer you puck the ball, the more chance you have of losing. Obviously, if you lose it, you're further away from your own goal and you can
regroup,
defend, block it out, scramble, turnover, all of that. So, like, if you're pucking it to 21, you'll win them nearly all. If you're pucking it to 45, you have a very high chance. But on our long longs, as I do call them, the ones that down past the far 65.
And that's what I'm talking, yeah.
We'd like a bit more out of that.
Yeah.
But I think all teams, I think it's nearly a 50-50 before it leaves the hurdle on a lot of them, unless you have a lot of very good movement or fluent movement, though.
Right. Kilkenny, we've looked at now, Saturday evening. There's a danger about this game, isn't there? I mean, not alone because Wexford, you can imagine, Rossiter has had a great year to a degree. He won the Walsh Cup, remember the final against Galway? He went strong, probably Galway not as strong. Had a decent league, had draws, came a bit unstuck in the last game against Cork in the league. But now in the two championship games, he got caught by two late goals against Dublin when he was nearly home. Then goes up to Antrim and gets beaten up there. He has to get a response. And like, is it nearly the worst result for Galway last weekend that they got beaten in Antrim? I know a school of thought will throw that back at me and say, well, look, they're after getting an awful bad defeat. Surely if you start well and get at them. But Wexford have proven they can get out of this last year when they got beaten by Westmeath and then beat Kilkenny.
Yeah, they beat Kilkenny last year after losing to Westmeath, as you said. Whether you say it was the worst thing that could happen for Galway, I don't think so. I think Galway, they just need to focus on this game themselves and don't worry about what other counties do. But Wexford are going to bring a serious ferocity to this. If Wexford lose, they're essentially out of the championship, and it opens a pathway for Galway and Dublin, then you would think, to the knockout stages. So there's huge pressure on Wexford. They have to get a result. A draw would be sufficient for Galway going down there, I'd say, looking at the results so far. But we need a response as well now. We need to go out and lay down our marker, because Wexford have to be hurting. Like, and if you get on top of them, I think, you know, the doubts will possibly creep into their minds. That said, Lee Chin, an exceptional player. That's
now, what do you
goals.
Do with him? I mean,
I think you have to put a marker on him. I think he dictated the matters. He dictated the whole of the Walsh Cup final. He was brilliant as a wing forward. He's got 3 goals and 23 points in the championship so far.
64% of their scores. 64%
of their scores, yeah. He's a serious operator.
Is he going to hurl a wing forward, full forward for the whole of it?
I wouldn't think so. I think they'll have to bring him out at some stage.
Would you mark him?
I think you'd have to mark him personally because he's their main player, but Cyril might have a different viewpoint.
I think he's suited to a Fintan or a Dahi. It doesn't really matter on which. So he's a target man for them. He's everything to their heartbeat. If he goes well, they often go well. Niall is right in the sense that you have to go down there and you look after a Galway performance. Wexford have shown, when their backs are to the wall, they can produce, and their backs are definitely to the wall at the minute. Like, it was a very tough loss for them to take up in Corrigan Park. You'd imagine they learned the lessons from the Westmeath loss last year, but didn't. So Rossiter will be under pressure this week in order to try and get them to a position to get them back up for the game. Like they were out of the championship last year.
Yeah.
And
staring
out,
it out of Lee McCarthy.
Lee McCarthy.
And then beat Kilkenny.
And beat Kilkenny.
Yeah.
So they're now outside the championship. They don't do something here. Wexford Park, I just think it's a difficult place to go if you get the crowd behind you or whatever. You're looking at a good crowd from Wexford in there on Saturday evening. So I'm set for a good game, but at the same time, Galway need to do something in it. We'll be disappointed if there are three games where you'll be at if they don't do something.
I mean, not alone we're focusing on Chin, obviously. I mean, Keane Byrne has caught the eye since his introduction this season. He's got 5 points. I mean, Conor McDonald is there. Rory O'Connor, who, you know, 2 years ago in Fitzgibbon and in Championship was as good as what's round. They have Kevin Foley. They have a lot of good hurlers. Their backs, Damien Rick, Matthew O'Hanlon. You know, they have an experienced core there, but there will be pressure on them. Is a start vital here?
I think a start is vital, yeah. If Galway get a good start, like, there have to be doubts in Wexford's mind after last week. If Galway get a good start, I think it'll somewhat abate the crowd somewhat, because the crowd will be passionate here in Wexford Park. I know the last day Conor Whelan won the toss up to play against the wind. I think if you go down to Wexford Park, I think they play with the wind because it's substantial. I think you put doubts into Wexford's mind straight away, and hopefully Galway will start well. And if they do, you know, they'll give themselves a chance to win this game. If it goes the other way, obviously, Wexford will get the crowd behind them. That bit of confidence that they've been missing might come back. So I think Galway need a good start. We had a good start last week against Kilkenny.
And even 4 points down at half time against the wind, you'd have taken it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we had started really, really well and built a lead, had a couple of goal chances. If we take them the next day, I think that'll be important. But I think we need to start well.
You've played down there. Is it a cauldron? Like, is there?
No, it's actually very similar to Pearce Stadium.
Yeah, yeah.
It's similar type of pitch, similar type of stand. It's not like I play down there all day before I play in Parnell Park.
Yeah.
So, and there is a good atmosphere, like the Wexford. Like, there's nothing wrong with playing with something that's a big atmosphere for an opposition.
Yeah.
Like, you know, an opposition make nice.
Get you up, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but they'll make nice, no doubt about it.
They're vociferous.
They're a rare breed. Yeah.
The sound like you want to tell us a story.
No, but they are. They're very passionate about their game, and they're very passionate about their county, and they'll make nice, no doubt.
What do Galway like? I mean, it looks like Darren Morrissey will be out. Any more changes? Has Evan Nyland, I think, has probably done enough to start, you would imagine. You know, probably has, in the last 2 years, probably done enough to put his hand up, has he?
I think he has done enough to start. Like, if you didn't start him after the performance the last day, you know, people would be doing a lot of talking. Like, he got 7 shots at the goal, he scored 7 of them, and some of the frees were difficult. Now, he's an exceptional free taker, got a great score from play as well. Obviously, Jack Grealish came in for Darren Morrissey, so there's going to be a change there. Geez, Jack Grealish, I think you have to, in the sense that he's probably the most natural cornerback that we have when you look at down through the subs bench from the last day. And I don't know whether there'll be too many more changes. It'll be interesting to see. I know people were saying we were maybe overrunning our half back line, and their midfield dominated slightly. So the last day, Kilkenny, so where do you make the changes or who comes in? Adrian Toohey, I thought, was quite unlucky not to get game time the last day, considering he didn't do too bad against Carlow the week before that. Jonathan Lynn came back into the frame.
Yeah.
Probably more of an impact player, I think, at the moment.
Could he be thrown in wing forward to win a bit of ball at stages too? Like?
He can, yeah. He can. Tell Joe Cooney, I suppose they were both late joining in into the squad, so it's just a matter of how much of a block of work they've done. But they'll be very important players to go as the year goes on, and I'd imagine they'll make some of them, the two of them are possible to make their way into the starting team.
We haven't seen Gerard McInerney for a while now. We haven't seen him in the league.
And he's actually a lad that could...
Absolutely.
That no problem to go into Lean Chin as well.
Yeah,
he's the experience of playing in big games. I think he could also be an option down there, and he'd be a very good option closing out a game.
Mm-hmm.
From a defensive perspective, he's a... What would I say? He's probably a defense-based
defender rather
than a hurling, a stickman type of defender, you know. So he does the basics very, very well, and he's great sense of danger.
This is about experience and game management now, isn't it, in terms of... I suppose the one thing we haven't kind of alluded to is the fact that, look, at your first game, we'd say Galway started against Carlow with maybe a team not as strong as that Sunday. The Carlow game, you're expected to win. But last Sunday, you got a right championship game. I would imagine there would be an improvement in so many factors from Les within the game they've got. I know you're playing three in 3 weeks, but this is about closing out the deal. It's about getting the result, isn't it? Because as you said earlier, if we sit at 5 points, you know, at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening, at 5 points, it's not a bad block of work in the first three games.
Like. Oh, you'd be delighted. Yeah. And you'd be a very good chance of, a very high chance of getting into a Leinster final with that 5 points. So you'd have the early block of work done and loads of time to improve further on in Leinster. It's not all that simple, you know.
No.
It's not all that simple. I think it'll be difficult. There'll be difficult phases down in Wexford Park and how we deal with that. But if we come with a performance, it doesn't matter what Wexford come with, I think we should have enough of maturity and enough of hurling and desire to go over the line.
Well, look, we hope that all goes well and whatever. The one great thing we have to say, and look, we do a lot of giving out at stages about not getting home games and whatever, but the one thing that is very nice about next Saturday, Les, is the fact that the minors are on the same programme as the seniors. And I know there's a bit of time between them, but look, isn't it great that our minor team are playing Wexford at 1:30 ahead of the game at 4 o'clock? By the way, the senior game is on GA Go, so... anyone that hasn't that can tune into Galway VFM. But we'd say great to see the minors first of all on the same
program. Yeah, I think it's good. Yeah, they have an early start in the morning. I think they'll be going around 7 o'clock from wherever they head off from. But it's early. But I'm sure the lads will be delighted to be going down to play in Wexford Park. They did really well last Sunday or Saturday. They finished very strongly. They needed a performance after the Kilkenny game the week before that. I know Cyril and myself, we were all at that game, and we were a bit disappointed coming out of it since the Kilkenny seemed far superior on the
day. And it wasn't an incredible set of results that Wexford beat Kilkenny then.
Yeah, and Kilkenny had lost two players that could be out for some time. Their centre half back, Dollard, went off after 9 minutes, and prior to that, the corner forward, Pádraic Lacy, who'd got a goal
two
in 2 points.
Orders,
he went off after 7 minutes. So within the first 10 minutes of the game against Wexford, they'd lost those two. And the centre half back, Dollard, was a very, very good player and was a fulcrum to their attack or to their game plan against Galway. But Galway themselves changed up the team slightly against Dublin. Brian Callan went inside, played really, really well. I thought Sean Moore had a good game in the middle of the field.
Yeah.
Obviously he's a young player. Jonah Donlan obviously played well at centre half back. And they did well. And the way they finished strongly against Dublin, I think, was important. Kieran Lean got 1-2 inside. Stephen Kane looked lively when he came on as well. Jamie Ryan got 2 points when he came on. So it'll be interesting to see the team that they'll pick for the next day. Will there be a number of changes? But Wexford themselves now have something to play for. They went and beat Kilkenny. So it's delicately poised. All four teams are on 2 points each. The two winners of those two games will get into the Leinster semi-finals. The two teams who lose, or if there's draws or whatever, they could be into the quarterfinals. But Galway needed a response. They came out the last day. And as you said, John, it's great that it's a double header, if we could call it a double header. I know there's an hour and a bit between the games, but it's great to be going out to Wexford Park. And I know Wexford have said they'll come up with the earliest opportunity, I think it is, to play Galway in a Galway venue. But we're looking forward to it, and two good games for the weekend.
I just think they look like a different team from the start. I think they went down to... They went down to Nolan Park to play hurling and see where they were at. Whereas they went up to Parnell Park, and before the ball was thrown in, you see they had a bite about them, that they were willing to fight harder than they did the day before. They were willing to put in more effort than the day before. Like, Nolan Park, there was very little of like turnovers, getting hurls in, any of that. And the first phase of play, it wasn't 5 or 7 minutes on. They were actually behind after a few minutes. And I was looking at it saying, well, I'm actually a lot happier.
Yes,
Because you could see the effort. Often when you put in effort in the opening phase of a game, you mightn't get the rewards of it. And you'd be very impressed looking at the level of effort they were putting in. And then what Shar Sean is the bit of quality in between. And I think they changed up a bit of the team. And then... they brought on a few subs in the second half. They gave them another lift. So, Kinnan's biggest problem and the management team's biggest problem is trying to be picking that 15 every day. And obviously, there might be.
But that's a great problem to have.
It's a great problem to have. And they've loads of options in and around there. And he'd done a few bits structurally as well about the team, and it worked out. It worked out in a positive manner as well.
And the other thing again, and I'm putting on my old days hat here. The beauty of this is you're guaranteed the three games. You're guaranteed four games. So, I mean, you have a chance to look at things in fairness, don't you?
Exactly. And irrespective of where you're finishing the group, you were going to qualify. But I know they were very disappointed coming out of Nolan Park, the players and the management as well. But in fairness, there was an awful difference the last day. Even in the warm-up, there was a zip about them that wasn't there the day before that. And the confidence they'll gain, you'd hope, from the way they finished the last day against Dublin. You know, Dublin had the win in the first half. Galway went in, I think it was level at half-time. And then in the second half, they finished really, really strongly. Brian Callan came strong and they got the goal and the couple of points to win by five in the end. And, you know, there was a completely different demeanour coming off the field the last day, which is important.
And it was a hard game to close out. Yeah. You're in Parnell Park. Yeah. You actually had done most of the hurling in the second half, and next thing you could see the 1-1 of a shot and kind of against the run of play. Next thing, Dublin are back in it. And they went up and down the field a few times, both teams getting scores to keep it level one up, back to level one up. And next thing, Galway just found another gear. Not even another gear, but they persisted with what they were doing and closed out the game very well.
As you said at the start, Niall, the teams are nearly back to the start now. Wexford, where did they sit in the pecking order now?
I don't know. I'm not being smart. they beat Kilkenny, so when they beat Kilkenny, like, they'd have to be, Galway would be going down, obviously, wary. But you could look at it another way as well. Kilkenny, in the sense that they were world beaters the week before that, and they're 15 and 16 years of age. Do you know, when you're being talked about as potential All-Ireland champions and things like that.
After the first game.
After beating Galway for the first time in 14 years, there was a lot of talk about how good this Kilkenny team are, and all of a sudden they're beaten. So young lads are funny. I think a start the next day, no more than the senior game, a good start would be vital. The journey is long for the lads. I know that they changed up their routine last week as well. They stopped before they got to Parnell Park to loosen the legs and things like that. I'm sure there could be a couple of stops, I'd say, on the way to Wexford as well, which is the journey. But I think the management and the team learned from that game against Kilkenny, not alone on the field of play, but off the field as well as regards the day of the match. And I'm sure there'll be more of the same the next day. As regards where Wexford stand in the pecking order, but sure, they're all on 2 points, Sean, so they're all well in this campaign, the four teams in Leinster. And it's great to see going into the last round that every team is still in with a chance of getting into the semi-finals, the quarter-finals.
Which is what it's all about. Okay, lads, we look forward to the doubleheader then in Wexford Park. 1:30 throw-in for the Galway Miners against Wexford. 4 o'clock throw-in for the seniors against Wexford. And hopefully we'll have a good day down in the south east. And we might even get a 10.